Title: Resampling First Steps for Club Mixes Beginner. Alright, let's get into one of the fastest cheat codes for club-ready drum and bass in Ableton Live: resampling. Resampling basically means you record audio from your own project, then you treat that recording like a new sample. And the reason this is such a big deal for DNB is because it gets you to that finished, glued-together sound way faster than obsessing over 50 separate tracks. You print it, you commit, you chop it, you push it, you make transitions and fills that sound intentional. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a small toolkit, a dedicated resample track, a printed drum loop that hits harder, a printed bass phrase you can turn into fills, and a full drop print you can use for DJ-style edits like stutters, tape stop illusions, and impact cuts. Let's set this up properly. First, quick project setup so resampling doesn't fight you later. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Now go to Preferences, then Record, Warp, Launch. Turn auto warp long samples off. This is important. When you print a drop and Ableton guesses the warp wrong, your loop points drift and your groove starts feeling weird. We want your prints to land clean. Create an 8-bar loop with something simple playing. Kick and snare, hats, maybe a break layer, and a basic bass pattern like a Reese. Keep FX minimal for now. The goal is just to have a little drop vibe happening so resampling actually gives you something useful. Now step 1. Make a dedicated printing lane. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. This is your record deck. Set Audimo from to resampling. That means this track records whatever is coming out of the master, including your master processing. Set monitor to off, arm the track, and set global quantization to 1 bar so, when you hit record, it starts on the grid and you don't end up with a print that starts a tiny bit late. Teacher tip: color code your stuff. Make resamples bright yellow or something loud. You want your printed audio to jump out visually, because you'll start collecting a lot of it. Also, a really important concept before we start printing. When you choose pre-FX, post-FX, or post-mixer, you're deciding what you're committing. Pre-FX is like a safety print. Clean, not cooked yet. Great when you're unsure. Post-FX means you're committing the sound design and processing. That's usually what you want for drum bus glue, bass movement, and anything you've already dialed in. Post-mixer includes your fader level, pan, and sends. That's perfect for print exactly what I'm hearing moments like full drop edits. Now step 2. Resample your drum bus for glue and punch. Select all your drum tracks and group them. Name the group drum bus. On that drum bus, add a simple stock chain in this order. First, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just cleaning rumble you don't need. If the drums feel boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Small, don't carve a cannon. Next, drum bus. This is where you get weight and attitude fast. Start with drive around 8%, crunch around 4%, boom at 0 to start, then creep it up carefully if you need it. DNB low end is serious business. Too much boom and suddenly your kick fights your sub and everything feels blurry. Adjust damp so your hats don't turn into crispy static. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Turn soft clip on. That soft clip is part of the club-ready vibe, because it catches spiky transients without you having to smash a limiter. Optional, a saturator at the end. Analog clip mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. If you hear the hats getting fizzy, back it off. With resampling, you can always do more later, so don't overcook the first print. Now print it. You have two approaches. The simple one is to keep your resample print track set to resampling, then solo the drum bus so only drums hit the master, and record 8 bars. The cleaner routing approach is to make a new audio track called Drum Resample, set audio from to drum bus, and choose post FX. Monitor off, arm it, and record 8 bars. Either way is fine. The clean routing method is nice, because you don't have to solo things, and you're less likely to accidentally print a random reverb tail from another group. When you've recorded, select the printed region and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. Then open the clip view and make sure warp is on, and that the start of the clip is actually on 1.1.1 if needed. Test the loop. If it doesn't loop perfectly, fix the start point now. Don't ignore this, because tiny loop errors become big energy problems when you repeat a loop for 32 bars. Coaching note: keep headroom on prints you'll process again. A nice target is peaks around minus 6 dBFS. If your print is already slamming near zero, Any extra saturation or limiting later gets ugly fast. If it's too hot, use clip gain and pull the clip down by 3 to 6 dB before you add more processing. Also, start in a /B habit right now. Duplicate your drum print and label one drum print RAW and another drum print processed. Mute and unmute to check if you actually improved it, not just made it louder. Now step 3, resample your bass for control and ear candy. The ENB bass is often layered, and printing it gives you freedom. You can chop it like audio, do aggressive processing without killing CPU, and create fills without redesigning your synth patch. Make a group called Bass Bus. Inside that conceptually, think in two pieces, sub and mid bass. On the SUB track, keep it clean. Use EQA to low pass around 90 to 120 HE. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. Clubs don't forgive wobbly stereo, so on the MID bass layer, do the opposite. High pass around 90 to 120 so it doesn't fight the sub. Add saturator, drive around 5 dB to start. Soft clip on. And if you want movement, add auto filter. You can map the cutoff to a macro later and automate it for phrases. Now print a bass phrase. Create an audio track called Bass Resample. Set audio from to bass bus. Post FX. Monitor off. Arm it. And record 4 or 8 bars of your main bass pattern. Now here's the fun. Turn that print into a fill. Duplicate the printed bass clip. On the duplicate, set warp mode to beat. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how fast you want the chop to sound. Beat mode is great when you want rhythmic stutters that lock to the grid. Then for the last bar of the phrase, start chopping it down. Maybe half bar, then quarter, then eighths, then sixteenths. The trick is to make it feel like acceleration, like the track is getting pulled forward into the next downbeat. If you want extra space, add a gate and sidechain it from your kick so the fill pumps out of the way. That keeps the kick clear even if the bass fill gets busy. And for that last hit, add a short reverb, but keep it clean. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, low cut around 250 to 400 HE, high cut around 6 to 10 KHE. You're going for a controlled tail, not a muddy wash. Extra tip, if you extract a one-shot bass hit or an impact hit from a print, try turning warp off for that one shot. You often get cleaner transients and less weird micro stretching. Now step 4. Print the full drop. This is where you get those DJ tool moves baked into your track. On your master, keep it beginner simple. You can do an EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 HC. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. Then a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Don't crush it. We're not mastering here. We're printing something we can edit. Important warning. Don't resample post-limiter too early if you're absolutely smashing the limiter. If you bake in heavy limiting and distortion now, you lose headroom for later edits and it can get brittle fast. Now arm resample print. Hit record, and record 16 bars of your drop. Consolidate it into one clip. Label it clearly, like print drop. Now start making club mix moves from that single printed clip. Move 1. Tape stop illusion. Duplicate the drop print clip. In the last bar before transition, automate pitch downward quickly. You can do it with clip transposition, or you can use frequency shifter and automate the frequency down for that falling sensation. Add a reverb tail at the end and automate dry / wet up just for drama. Move 2, stutter fill into the next phrase. Set warp mode to texture or beat. Grab a snare hit region or a noisy section and repeat it, going from 8th notes to 16th notes. Add auto pan at 1/8 or 1/16 rate, amount around 20 to 40%. Phase at 0 for consistent movement. This gives motion without turning the mix into chaos. Move 3, impact hit plus silence. Take the first downbeat moment from the print, like kick, snare, crash together, make it a one-shot, then automate utility to hard cut to silence for an 1/8 note to a 1/4 note. That tiny breath of silence makes the next slam feel bigger. Clubs love this. It's simple and it works. Advanced but easy upgrade. On a printed drop, do a quick low-end stability check. If the sides have low frequency content, the club system can get messy. You can use a EQ8 in mid/side mode and roll off the side channel below about 120 to 180 HC. Fast fix. Big improvement. Now step 5. Arrange with DNB phrasing so resampling actually serves the track. DNB loves clear 8 and 16 bar blocks. So use prints to mark those moments. A simple structure. Intro for 16 bars. Build 16 bars. Drop for 32. Then a switch or breakdown. then drop 2 where you bring in your resampled fills and edits, then an outro that's DJ friendly, where resampling shines is at the end of each 16 bars, add a printed fill, or mid-drop around bar 9, do a micro switch using a bass resample variation, or a pre-drop, filter a resampled drum loop down and then slam back in. A tidy workflow tip: make a group called prints and put your resampled audio tracks inside it. One for drums, one for bass, one for drop, one for FX tails and atmosphere. Keeping all prints in one place makes arrangement feel like building with blocks instead of hunting through the session. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this: if your print drifts or loops weird, check warp markers and clip start. Fix it now, not later. If your prints are too loud, don't reach for more limiter. Use clip gain and pull the clip down before processing. Saturation behaves way more musically when it's not being fed a brick. Cheap sub mono. Always utility width at 0 on the sub layer. And don't oversaturate your drum print. If hats turn into white noise, it's too much crunch or too much high frequency distortion. Back off. Now a quick mini practice routine you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Make an 8-bar rolling drum loop. Add your drum bus chain. Print it. Make 2 variations, a clean loop and a version with the last bar stuttered at 1/16. Then make a 4-bar bass phrase, print it, and create a 1-bar fill using stutters plus a controlled reverb tail. Finally, arrange a 32-bar mini drop. First 16 bars with a clean drum print, then the second 16 bars with your bass fill landing at clear phrase point, like bar 24 and bar 32. The goal is that it sounds like mix moves are baked in, without complex sound design. Recap to lock it in. Resampling is your fast lane to cohesion in drum and bass. Set up a reliable resample print lane. Print your drum bus for glue and punch, print bass phrases for controlled edits, and print your full drop, so you can create club transitions like stutters, take stop illusions, and impact silences. Keep headroom, keep your sub mono, and make your edits land on obvious 8 and 16 bar moments. If you tell me what DNB lane you're aiming for, liquid, jump up, neuro, jungle, I can suggest a resampling checklist and a few stock device chains tailored to that sound.